Nice. Yeah. For me, it's been a pretty busy week for me. So I haven't been able to play as much. So it's kind of just like my go-tos right now. College Football 25, Counter-Strike here and there. But that's honestly really been about it. So nothing too crazy for me. But
Counter-Strike, huh?
yeah,
Play that again?
I always play Counter-Strike. Gotta get those loot boxes and sell them, you know, Steam money.
True, it's not worth that effort.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's nothing. I play a few matches here and there, and then I kind of just jump to something else. It's just games haven't like Overwatch 2 is also kind of the same. Like just a game like when I'm busy, like something I can hop into and then hop out pretty quick if I need to.
Pretty much, yep.
But yeah, we're just gonna dive straight into it. We'll talk a little bit about the episode. Just as a reminder, in case you missed our last episode or the big news, again, Alpha 2 officially has been announced for October of 2024. So that is some really big, exciting news if you didn't hear it. There's gonna be a roadmap and kind of like Q&A session with Steven happen on August 16th. That'll kind of affect the next podcast that's gonna come out. We'll probably be doing hopefully that same day if we have the time to fit it in. We're going to obviously watch that, listen to that, and then kind of do a reaction to that and kind of give you some of our feedback because obviously that's pretty big. That'll probably include like, you know, what's coming Alpha 2, like what's going to be in Alpha 2, those types of things. So that's obviously going to be a big thing that we want to talk about. So our podcast, instead of next Wednesday, will probably come out that Friday or Saturday, just depending on what we have time for. But yeah, stay tuned to that. That's pretty big stuff coming up. But this episode, and I think a lot of our content going forward is going to be based on Alpha 2. Obviously, that's kind of the big news, and like that's really not insanely far away. It is August already, so August, September, October. You know, we'll probably hopefully get Alpha 2 during that time. So we're going to be covering a lot of things of Alpha 2 related, kind of digging into that. I think once we have the roadmap, that'll hopefully be a little bit easier because we can really kind of dig into like the nitty-gritty of what to expect and like what's actually going to be in the game. But for this episode, we're kind of getting into like, I guess, predictions, like theorizing, just kind of talking about Alpha 2 a little bit, like kind of like what we're hoping for, like what we hope to see. So we're kind of going to dig into a little bit here, and I guess we'll start off with some bigger predictions. Obviously, I'm going to give a couple disclaimers first. The first one Steven always talks about, which is, you know, Alpha 2 is probably going to have issues, right? So just throwing that out there, we want to keep bringing that up to people because, you know, that's something that, I mean, the developers are constantly saying we want to reiterate that too, because we've played a lot of alphas, a lot of betas, and, you know, there's always issues. So if you're planning to play Alpha 2, or maybe you're just planning to watch Alpha 2, just be prepared for that type of stuff. I don't think I've ever played an MMO that didn't have launch issues, and I'm sure you probably could say the same. But yeah, so just be ready for that. And also, we're basing some of this stuff on things that may be in Alpha 2. And we've obviously dug into the wiki a lot, but some of this information is pretty outdated. So like things that we might be talking about, maybe they won't end up being in Alpha 2. Maybe they had to readjust and kind of go from there. So this is something just kind of to, you know, think about and just talk about, and it, you know, could be you know, something that's changes, right? Well, again, I think the roadmap is going to be really telling for that, so hopefully we'll get some more information there. But I think we're going to start off with the major predictions, which is you know, just something like we think maybe could be, we could totally be wrong, right? We're just making predictions based off what we know right now. But some bigger things that we might see, we might not see, that we're maybe even hoping to see. And I'll kind of kick it off here a little bit because it's been interesting through all the developer updates. Pretty much the only map and area we've seen is the Riverlands, which is pretty big. If you actually go into the wiki and look at the map, again, assuming, you know, I don't know how accurate it is to scale and things like that, but it is pretty big. But I am interested to see is like, this is going to be the only area we see. We saw the desert biome a little bit in kind of like the lighting update, developer update. But for the most part, it's really only been the Riverlands. So I'm curious to see like if we're gonna see more. Is that gonna be a problem that we're only seeing maybe like one major biome, maybe a little bit of a second biome? I don't know. What do you think?
I know they've shown the Riverlands a lot, and people have been concerned about that, and rightfully so. But I do think even if there aren't the biomes aren't fully fleshed out yet, I do think there will be multiple zones, just for the sake of, maybe so you can just do node progression. Then maybe they're not fleshed out like story or quest wise, but they may have them there just so you could build and do node stuff possibly. So the Riverlands may seem like where they're doing most of their building of systems, and then they're probably expand it into those other ones. But I do think we'll see more than just Riverlands. We did see a tease of a desert biome, and probably a snow biome will probably be in there. And like I said, they might not be fully fleshed out yet, but you'll probably be able to, at least build your towns there possibly. That's what I'm gonna guess. So yeah, I do think, yeah, Riverlands will be the central focus, but I mean, I don't know, I'm down to be surprised, so I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I'm hoping for like a surprise of maybe like the desert area is more fleshed out than we think. It is interesting to think about. Obviously the world is pretty big. I definitely we're only going to get like the one continent I would expect through most of Alpha 2 probably. Right, there's kind of two big continents if you're not familiar. And I think Steven has mentioned that in the past as well, so we might get the western continent. But yeah, I think it's a, I'm okay with it. I understand some people might be disappointed, but playing a lot of other games, like survival games, open world games, game with like larger maps, like a lot of times what happens in development, especially like for like an early access type game or a game in alpha, is like you tend to like focus on one major area and like you fully flesh that out with like features. And there's obviously a ton of features that are going to be involved in like these different areas, particularly related to like the nodes. Like Node Wars, obviously being a major one that we've kind of seen a bit of before. So like that might be like, the Riverlands might be kind of like our testing bed. It's like fully functional, it's active. This is where like the majority of people are going to be. This is where the majority of like towns and nodes and all these things will be. And then I think we'll probably get maybe some other areas that maybe just aren't as like fully fleshed out. And I can kind of understand too, like when you're dealing with like a testing population, and initially, like they said, like the servers won't be up 24/7 and stuff like that too. So things are going to be kind of like really focused. Like they may just want people in like one area to like really test out like certain features, like the node wars, like building up the nodes, through, various things like commissions and stuff. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I do hope that we at least get to see some other areas, maybe the desert, maybe like I don't have the map up on me at the moment, but I think it's like the Yungvar or something like that, like kind of like I think maybe like a jungly area in the south. That would be cool to see if we can kind of like check that out too. But I think it's okay. I'm not too concerned about it, especially if as the Alpha 2 goes on, that like maybe we start to get to see some of these areas, other areas come in and become more fleshed out too.
Yeah, it seems like so based on I'm not a developer, but based on what I'm seeing is they kind of built up the Riverlands, they put all their systems there, and then they're gonna kind of like they're like, all right, we locked it down, we just got this one zone, we did a really good job, we built all the tools and systems to build this one zone up, and then they'll use those tools to quickly build up other zones. So that's what my guess is. It's just more focused, like they just focused on the Riverlands. They built it up to the best of their ability. It's pretty big, but they were able to use all their tools and knowledge to build one zone really well, and then they can use all those tools to quickly bring other zones up to snuff faster. Is kind of like a it's just like a it's like a test zone, and then they just expand from there. So I do think they may have a surprise or two in store for us. Even like I said, even if they don't have Even if Riverlands is like 90% of the stuff, at least for test, and is done there, they may have, other zones open where you can build nodes and stuff, but maybe there's just not fully fleshed out questing or commission systems in those zones yet.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point about like kind of like they're building like the tools and the mechanics and stuff for world building, which is a big deal. Like that is something that's pretty difficult because I've seen the videos, where people will like hop into Unreal Engine 5 and like they'll just generate a bunch of terrain, right? So like, yes, it can be very easy just for like building the terrain and things like that, but the actual world building part is the thing that takes typically a really long time, right? It's the reason why in a lot of games, like, especially games that have bigger open worlds, like a battle royale where you're not getting a new map you know, all the time, even though it's easy to generate terrain, it's, you know, it's a lot harder when you have to start implementing like mechanics and systems. And Ashes of Creation is a very, very deep game with a lot going on in the open world, right? Because every area, right, you have to factor in things, you know, whether it's like node wars, commissions, you know, quests, not just like, you know, having the trees and resources, right? So then other things you got to factor into, like the fact that, you know, what areas are going to allow player housing and where can we put freehold, right? So there's all these different things that go into it that make it really complicated. So it's really, like you said, about building like that tool setup. So hopefully once they kind of lock down like the Riverlands, like that first area, hopefully that, you know, once you kind of have the tools in place, it makes it much faster to kind of go through and start to, you know, put together all these other, you know, areas, biomes, and kind of build them out a little bit quicker once you kind of have those tools in place. So that's my expectation. Again, I'm like, I really hope we do get to see like I think it's the Sand Squall Desert, maybe like the Yundark and things like that would be really cool. But I really do think it's probably going to be mostly based in the Riverlands. If I had to guess, if I had to make a prediction, could be totally wrong. And I'm okay with that. I think it's not as big deal to me, but I know for some it might be, but just something to think about.
Yeah, like I said, it's all about, I'll just say it one last time, yeah. Like, hopefully they got the tools ready so they can just spin up zones quickly, you know? Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know how fast they're going to patch in Alpha 2. I'm assuming they're going to patch a lot because this is a testing phase, so the servers will be ripped down a lot. But like I said, if all their tools are developed, they can just quickly start throwing together zones. And as long as these systems work, like I said, we'll test them in Riverlands, and if they work pretty well, they should be able to spin up new areas fairly quickly, I would hope. So
yeah, and yeah, that's good.
Oh, I was gonna say, there's not really much more to say. Just at this point, we're gonna hope for surprises at this point.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing too, is you want everything to work too. Like, you want the node wars and all those things to work before you don't want to like start, you know, putting all these things in different areas if they don't work too. So like, you know, the node wars and, you know, the resources and all those things. So yeah, that's you know, so a prediction, but I, you know, I would love to be wrong on that. I hope we do get a big fleshed out, you know, continent too. So we'll see, I guess. But I'm going to kind of like transition a little bit here into another, you know, I guess talking point, another prediction, if you will, and kind of dealing with the archetypes specifically. Steven already said in that developer update where we saw the Bard, where we got the announcement that, you know, they're really focusing on the archetypes, which, again, just as a reminder, honestly, a reminder for me too, because I a lot of times I will say classes just out of habit, you know, with other games. But archetypes are kind of like your base class, really what you probably would consider a normal class in any other RPG or MMO. And eventually you'll be able to take on a secondary archetype, and that'll form your class based on, you know, the mixing and matching of your different two archetypes that you have. But for the kind of, definitely for Alpha 2 initially, they said they really just want to focus on like the initial archetypes and kind of like develop those out before they start to throw in like get into like the classes, because obviously like there's a lot of different combinations, so that can cause some issues. So I think they just want to like hammer home the archetypes and figure those out first before we get into like the mixing and matching and like the classes themselves. But kind of on that note, I think this could lead to, you know, maybe more of a limited set of archetypes. I don't know if this was specifically stated anywhere or if people are just assuming or implying, because I think we've seen, and correct me if I'm wrong, we've seen the Cleric, the Mage, the Tank, the Ranger, and the Bard in some capacities. Whether it was the developer update, the fighter as well. And so like we've actually seen though, they've been in game. And there's some other ones, you know, like ones that I'm really interested in, the Rogue. So I do think I'm curious if initially that we may not see a couple of those archetypes that we have. I think the Summoner is another one. So we might not see those initially, but hopefully they will be added later on. And I will be very sad if I don't get to be my Rogue. But I do understand as well that there's a lot that goes into each archetype too.
Yeah. So the wiki says that, now obviously this could change, but the wiki says that the Rogue and Summoner are intended to be included in the first update to Alpha 2. Now, obviously things will change, like, so it seems like right now that the Rogue and Summoner will not be there at the start of Alpha 2. So just, I know, sad, but that's okay. I know that may sound extremely disappointing to some people because there's two main archetypes missing here, but I feel like they should add them when they are ready and not just because they need to put them in. And yeah, they're doing just the base archetypes here. No mixing and matching, at least initially, which I think is fine because you really want to nail down the base archetypes and then you start the mixing and matching because that starts to open up, you know, a lot of nightmares and balancing and other things. So you might as well nail down the core archetypes and then go from there, which makes sense. And then they'll add the archetype mixing or secondary classes later at some point. And I think that's fine. Like, they got good, like, every base class we've seen so far has been pretty good. So now they can, Alpha 2, we can get in there and we can test them, and then they can really fine-tune those up, and then they can start introducing the secondary classes, or your actual classes is what it will be called. Like, when you can mix with another class, because I want to be a stealth archer, but it might be a little difficult at the beginning if you can't really mix and match, but I guess we'll see. They did show off stealth archers in some of the alpha videos, so I don't know how far they're really going with the system at the start of Alpha 2. We'll learn soon, but yeah, I do hope they surprise us and maybe the rogue or the summoner might show up for Alpha 2, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, it's okay. I am obviously, as somebody who is kind of leaning towards a rogue, you know, obviously a little bit disappointing, but I'm okay with that at the same time, because like I said, like you said, I want them to get it right. It seems like they put a lot of time and effort into each class, and obviously they probably take a lot of time to develop, you know, whether it's like the visual effects, like the, you know, abilities, like all these different things. So I want them to get it right. I'll just have to really, you know, figure out what I'm going to play in Alpha 2. And I mean, obviously I'm going to test things, but what I kind of want to main for the Alpha at the beginning and kind of go from there.
Bard.
It's tempting. Bard is interesting. I don't know if I'm good enough to play Bard, though, man. It looked really intense.
Come on. Call of Duty player here. Like, you could play a Bard like a pro. Like, also, I want to try out Bard Ranger combo and see how deadly we are out in the world there.
Just yeah, I definitely am gonna make a Bard for sure, just to try them, because I like all the combinations sound really crazy. So I am curious to see like what kind of like wombo combos we can kind of come up with. But I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Fighter looked pretty cool too when they were like jumping around, and obviously Mage is cool too. So we'll see. Pretty much no tanking for me. I'm a terrible tank. So if Overwatch has taught me anything. But yeah, so we'll see, and it's okay. Like I said, it's okay. I don't know if much there is more to talk about it, but just don't be surprised if like and again, I am one of those people, like obviously that was looking forward to rogues. So like if you're a summoner two person, like you're really looking forward to the summoner, maybe we'll get them, maybe we won't, but I like I said, I'd rather wait until they're developed and fleshed out and make sure they're all good to go too. So
also, I just want to throw this in there. Based on how they showed off each class when they unveiled it for Alpha 2, I think they're, like I said, everyone has been spectacular. So, like I said, I think they've done a great job showing them off when they first announced them. Like we said, that we just saw with the Bard. So, I think that the Rogue and Summoner will probably, like, if they continue this trend of, like, awesome, you know, first looks, like I said, then I expect the Rogue and Summoner to be pretty badass, in my opinion. So I think they'll be great, and it's just, you know, they're just a little behind schedule on those two.
Yeah, and everything, like, really has looked great so far, you know, all the, like, the combat we've seen. So I can only imagine how cool the Rogue is going to be. Like, the Summoner will be really interesting, too, to, like, kind of see what they do with that. But yeah, it should be exciting. I hope we get them soon, but I'll be ready. But honestly, I want to test out all the classes anyways, so at least that's kind of my main goal in the Alpha 2 as well. But we'll move along here a little bit to some predictions. And I don't know if this is so much prediction, because, again, this has been stated before. Steven has mentioned that the Alpha 2 is going to be quite long. I know we did a little bit of research, potentially up until launch almost. It'll kind of run parallel with, like, the different betas as well. But, yeah, I think Alpha 2 is you know, it's going to be a while, right? Because if it goes up until launch, you know, I think most people are not expecting to see Ashes fully launch 1.0 until at least, I mean, 2025, I think would be very optimistic, maybe 2026, maybe even longer, who knows? So like, I think Alpha 2 is going to be a long journey from, and again, it sounds like it's going to start like in a more limited fashion, then hopefully eventually we'll get to the point where, you know, it is kind of like live in the sense that it's, you know, constantly up, the servers are always running. So like, that'll be kind of interesting to see, you know, how people like handle like a long alpha cycle. I mean, I guess we should be used to it. I mean, you said you're playing 7 Days to Die. That game has been in early access kind of alpha for like, I don't know, almost like 10 years, I think, or something like that, something crazy. So I think people have gotten more comfortable with that. As long as there's like content coming, as long as, you know, things are being updated and fixed, I think people will be okay with it. It will be interesting to see it more in an MMO versus, you know, something like 7 Days, which is a survival game. But yeah, be prepared, I think, for a long Alpha 2 journey.
Yeah, I'm guessing, depending on how much content they announce at the on the 16th, it really depends. I'm expecting at least a 2-year Alpha 2. The Alpha 2 server is supposed to roll into eventually the public test server. They're just going to convert it over to that when launch comes around. So yeah, I'm expecting a really long, but again, they could surprise us and there could be way more stuff in Alpha 2 than we thought, and maybe it will be shorter, maybe it won't, I don't know. Like, this is a hard one to really talk about. I mean, it's just going to be, it's basically, we're going to be seeing the game evolve. Like at the start, Alpha 2 is probably going to be almost a completely different game by the time actual launch comes around. I mean, the foundations, what we have in Alpha 2 will still be there, but like, there'll be a lot changed by then, for sure.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing, personally. I've never, I know like some people hate like long early access, alpha, whatever. And that's fair. I get it. And like, if you're not into that, then, you know, when Alpha 2 sales go back online, maybe wait it out. If you're not, if you don't want to be part of that. And but I think it's, you know, we've seen like Intrepid is obviously highly receptive to feedback and things like that. Like, they're taking feedback from a game that's like really not even been being play tested on like a grand scale, obviously. I think it's the Phoenix Initiative is ongoing, so I'm sure they get feedback in that regard. But they also just take a lot of feedback through, like, you know, discussion posts on the forums, through like all their dev streams. So I feel like for, you know, a company that's so willing to take, you know, community feedback, like having like a longer Alpha 2 is probably going to have good net results, I think, because just because of the fact that, like, I mean, they're going to get so much feedback during an Alpha 2 when we have a lot of people coming into the game. So like, I think that's going to be a good thing. You know, we'll be able to get tweaks that we need, you know, new things added based on what the community wants, you know, quality of life, UI stuff. I think that's going to be a big thing, like where the Alpha 2 is going to play a major role into like up to launch, is just getting all that feedback and getting that implemented into the game too.
Exactly. That's, yeah, that's literally the point of an alpha, and also to build out the rest of the world and classes and stuff. So like I said, it's going to be a long journey, but yeah, you mentioned 7 Days to Die was an alpha for 10 years. I don't think Ash is going to be alpha for
that. No, long. No.
I'm expecting 2 years tops, which a lot of people might be like, dang, that's crazy, right? But I mean, MMOs are like a colossal amount of effort, like, yeah, to build, and they've already spent quite a few years building up to here, but their team keeps growing. So, I mean, it seems like they've really started locking down their dev cycle. So we don't know. I guess we'll see. But yeah, my guess is it should probably last about 2 years is my guess. So
yeah. So just buckle up. Nothing too concerning, but just something to like think about is if you're in it for the long haul with an alpha 2. And you know, I think people, just small bit of advice before we move on here, don't feel like you have to be locked in the entire time on it too. Like, it's you know, come in for big updates, you know, come in for small updates if you want, or just, you know, play as you feel fit. I think we'll be kind of grinding it out pretty heavily just to test things out, and because obviously we're really into the Ashes and all that, but that may not be for everyone. So, you know, just gonna do as you see fit in that regard. Yeah, so we're gonna kind of move on a little bit here to a couple questions I'm just gonna throw out there. I don't know if you have any answers. I have some ideas.
Well,
go ahead.
I have the wiki up, so like it's pretty good for what they're listing for Alpha 2. So
yeah, and again, I would take it as a grain of salt personally, because I do think things have changed considerably, and like there may be more in there, things that we weren't expecting that hasn't been talked about on the wiki. There may be things that either have changed, whether it's like the feature has changed, or it may just be they found like, hey, this we talked about it in this past, but like we couldn't get it in, or it's going to come later during the Alpha 2, or, you know, potentially not at all. Maybe if they felt like it was just something that they didn't want to do. So I would be a little weary of that, but yeah, I mean, there is a lot on there that's supposed to be an Alpha 2. And I think the thing with the long Alpha 2 as well is like, we don't know when that's going to come. It could be at the beginning. It could be at the, you know, the end of Alpha 2, which could be a while.
Yeah. Well, like I said, yeah, it's not fully fleshed out, the Alpha 2 section on the wiki. But I do think that there is a lot in here, because there was a lot of this in also Alpha 1. Not all of this, obviously, but I do think there will be a significant amount there in Alpha 2, and it's just how functional are these systems is the biggest question.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And like, and how fleshed out things are. You know, we might get like a, you know, basic feature, and then it gets kind of iterated on, you know, as time goes. So, you know, those are things to like think about too. But I'm going to throw out a question. If you need a little bit of time to think about it, let me know. But like heading into Alpha 2, we'll kind of like consider this to be like at like the launch of Alpha 2, because like we said, we think it's going to be a long Alpha 2. Like, I'm sure there's probably going to be tons of stuff that gets added over the course of however long it takes. But is there anything like at the launch of Alpha 2 that you think that they really need to have into the game from day one?
That's actually a really good question. I don't know, honestly.
I could give you some time to think. I have some ideas for sure, like one big one for
me. Yeah, throw me what your ideas are while I think about it.
Okay. No, that's fair. I think for me, like, I really want a fully functioning kind of, obviously this is very open economy, player run economy. I really would love to have that in from day one, because I think that's going to be, you know, massive, and I'll kind of go into some of the reasons why, as well as I want like a lot of the open world features to be in there too, like, so like housing, you know, maybe like freeholds I can kind of understand, but I think definitely like housing, because obviously it's going to play a really big part in a lot of what we do. Crafting is like a major component of the game itself, and so like I want to get into that stuff early, like see how it works, see how it functions. So like the economy and kind of like the open world features that go along with it, I think are going to be really crucial for me. And honestly, like also I'll throw this out here, like we've seen in a lot of MMOs like recently and in the past, like there tends to be a lot of times like big exploits, right, with these types of things as they're kind of like being figured out. And so like I feel like the sooner you can get like the economy in and a lot of the open world stuff and like the resource gathering and all those types of things, and they're like fully functioning and like synergized together, the more you can kind of catch those things early on and hopefully avoid, you know, any kind of issues going forward. Because like once you get into like the live game, it gets a lot harder to, you know, like, we can like roll things back, you know, it becomes a lot harder to do that, or you're going to like, you know, disappoint or frustrate a lot of people. So that's one big one for me. And also, like, I just want to test it out. I just want to see, like, you know, I want to try to grind out as much as I can of like the different professions, like how far can I get in them? Like how, you know, which professions are going to be most interesting, which ones are going to be most useful in the game. So I'm curious to see like how fleshed out they are. And I really want to dig into that big time.
Yeah, I believe they're going to be there. The question is how much is gonna be there. That's the biggest question. I mean, we have seen them do gathering on some of the live streams and stuff. I guess the real question is like how far are they going with it, right, in initial Alpha 2 launch. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, and we did see the freehold too, like in a video. It was kind of like a hybrid video where it was like kind of part PowerPoint presentation part, you know, like they were like on Freehold, but like how much was that like a tech demo? How much was that actually like functional in the game? Like that's something like I think is like something I really want to see, because like I would love to like really get like a Freehold like in early as possible in Alpha 2 to kind of test it out and mess with it and have fun with it too. So I guess we'll see, but.
No, I agree. I'm really interested in Freeholds. Like if they're there, they're there. I mean, if they're not, they're not. I mean, I'm not. I guess we'll find out. I mean, I just really want to. I guess my biggest thing is I just want to see node progression, like, because that to me is like seeing the world come more alive. Like, yeah. I really want to see how that plays out on, like, in a game, in the game. Like, we've seen some node stuff. Right, but we haven't actually seen it play out in the game. We've just seen snippets of it as like they walk into the node and it's like there already. But I want to see how it actually, how you actually develop it while playing the game. And then maybe we can hopefully trigger some node wars. They're supposed to be in Alpha 2. Will they be functional enough? Well, I guess we'll see. They have shown some PvP. Like I said, a lot of these systems could be in but just broken, and they'll have to like disable them. But I mean, yeah, it's like my expectations are very tempered, but I think that might leave me to be room to be surprised, which I think is a good thing. I think you should always come in with a bare minimum, because then the developers might be like, hey, yeah, well, guess what? We got way more than you thought, right? And then this way you won't be disappointed if you come in with low expectations for what they're going to add to Alpha or at Alpha 2 launch. So if your expectations are low, you have nowhere to go but up is my how I do things. So yeah, I want to see the node. My biggest thing after I thought about it is I want to see how nodes progress. Like I just want to see that in the game. Like I want to be playing the game, working towards it myself, and then see it physically like change in the world, or see how player housing works in the world if it is there at Alpha 2 launch. I just want to see how the world builds, because that's the biggest exciting thing for me. Is Alpha 2 is the world, the players, the evolution of the nodes, and I just want to. That is the most exciting thing to me, is just seeing the world evolve as the players like build it up and play in PvP and fight over everything, and like. I want to see that big time.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely there with you. Like that was probably like my second most thing that I was interested in like having as early as possible in Alpha 2, which is kind of like the politics, like the overarching stuff, like the big gameplay loop stuff that we're going to kind of get involved in probably like long term, which is, you know, like the node wars and like kind of like, you know, building up your node and things like that. So like for me, like that, and I even kind of connect that with like the economy stuff and like the Freehold and open world stuff too, because they're all kind of linked in a way. Yeah, that's definitely a big one, too, that I'm interested in kind of seeing. And yeah, I'm very, like, so I get really excited. I get really hyped. I do try to like, you know, I think all gamers have been burned, you know, whether it's, I won't mention any specific games, but you know, we've all gotten like excited for a game and then disappointed. So there always is in the back of my head. And even somebody who's like played like Star Citizen and stuff like that too. It's like, I am like, even though I'm really optimistic, I'm really excited, there is kind of like just a very small part of the back of my head. Like, I really hope like, like we're not going to like, you know, get to the AMA or get to the Alpha 2 launch. And then it's like way under delivered. Like there's just not like, it's very bare bones. Like I've played my fair share of survival game, big survivor games like that too, where, you know, the game launches and it's so bare bones that it kind of kills the game early on just because there's really like nothing to do. So I don't think that will be the case, but there is always in the back of my head, like, man, I really hope, because, you know, I mean, we've seen like these big kind of, I wouldn't say like open source developed games and MMOs, but you know, it's, I think, you know, setting a good kind of base for the game, even in alpha, is going to be important for like keeping people interested, keeping like the momentum up, you know, even as they continue to add more and, you know, kind of iterate throughout the Alpha 2.
I think Steven knows this. I just think he does. He's a gamer. He knows, like, he says all the time, like, yeah, this is an alpha, you know, work in progress stuff all the time. But he also knows impressions mean a lot, right? And Ash's, at least, like, every dev update, the impression has been getting better and better and better. And, like, so, I mean, I think he knows. And I think there will be a few surprises. next on the 16th. I do think he has got a few up his sleeve. And like I said, Intrepid seems like a bunch of gamers, and they really know first impressions. Like I said, it'll be buggy alpha, but you know, I do think they're gonna have a few surprises there for us, and maybe even possibly a roadmap. Well, like I said, well, they are gonna have the roadmap. Sorry, but they may even tease like the next upcoming large content patches for Alpha 2, so we have something to look forward to also. And I don't know if they'll give dates for those, but they may be like, you know, here's Alpha 2 in October. Maybe they'll try and get out a large patch before Christmas, right? And add, I don't know, ship combat or something just to throw it in the game or whatever. You know, I'm just being hypothetical right now. But I do think there's going to be maybe a big patch before the end of the year. Possibly. If Alpha 2 launches and things are pretty smooth, they may be able to drop one before the end of the year, if not early next year. But my guess is they're going to try and drop as many patches as possible. Like I said, the servers won't be up 24/7 initially. Well, maybe they will. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. They're supposed to be they're expecting 100,000 players for Alpha 2, and they initially expected back in the day like 10,000. So they're way above the amount of numbers they're gonna have. So, I do think Steven's gonna drop us a few surprises. I do think he is.
Yeah, for sure. And it'll be interesting to see that, like, the cadence of their updates, this like the size of their updates, and like what kind of the content. You know, we kind of live in like the for better or worse, the era of like live service games, and like, unfortunately, people, like, you know, they live and die by like the amount of like content you can put out and how much you put it out. But it's a little bit, I think the expectations are a little bit different, A for an alpha and B for an MMO. But it will be kind of interesting to see how it all comes together and like what we get and how fast we get it and what their plans are for the roadmap going forward, for sure. But I feel like we hit on a lot of stuff here. We talked about some stuff and, you know, maybe got a little excited too. And I'm definitely excited. Is there anything else you wanted to kind of dig into before we close things up?
Not really. I'm just, like I said, I'm going in with tempered expectations. This way I can be more surprised, right? I guess my biggest thing is like, I hope on the 16th they really have a robust roadmap that goes out at least 6 months. Even if they cannot hit those targets, at least have some kind of idea of where we're going in the next 6 months. And they may even go out further than that. Six months is kind of my ballpark, right? I think roadmaps are very, very good and very important, especially in an alpha when your game isn't finished. So, yeah, I guess I'm just hyped to see what's on the 16th. And then, then we'll probably pretty much be talking about that roadmap all the way until the actual launch.
Yeah, until October for sure.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot to talk about. And hopefully, we'll be playing it before we know it, and I hope that roadmap's good enough to last us for all those podcasts in between. That's about it. So
yeah, I'm excited for it. And don't be like, I don't think I've ever seen a development roadmap that A, hit on everything that they were like promising in the roadmap, or B, necessarily hit it on time. So just be prepared for that too. I'm sure there'll be some setbacks and things like that, but yeah, I'm really excited for it. Kind of like you mentioned, like our plan for content is really to focus, I'm kind of jokingly, well, maybe jokingly calling it like the road to Alpha 2. Really, like, that's going to be our focus going forward, is we really want to kind of, like, you know, whatever it is, hopefully like the roadmap gives us a lot of information and stuff we can dig into. But if not, you know, really just kind of talking about the Alpha 2 and getting ready for it, and like maybe like what we want to do in it. I know Sub's going to be like working pretty hard on the guild and stuff like that, so we might have some more news related to that.
Can I just do an update on that real quick? I might as well do it. I had a few IRL things happen. I won't really get into it, but yeah, I kind of put off the guild stuff. I am going to be working on that more since now that we have a date for, or a month for Alpha 2. And my IRL things are kind of getting a little better. So I am going to be working on that more. If anyone's interested in our Alpha 2 guild also, and we may, Forensi and I haven't discussed it yet, but we might be trying to, we may plan more content outside of just the podcast too, leading up to Alpha 2. I would like to do that also. So just two little things to throw in there.
Yeah, that was going to be the other thing I was going to mention too, was we do have, I think, some additional things, you know, especially once Alpha 2 hits. I would expect to see like more content, more videos, and things like that. I think we're also like kind of thinking about maybe not changing up, but kind of adding on, if you will, to like the podcast. We've got some potential plans, maybe to turn it also into a vodcast, so you can, you know, look at us when we're talking and things like that too. So we'll see. You know, obviously, you know, I'm pretty busy with my full-time job, keeps me super busy. So I'm just kind of working around that a little bit more than anything. But yeah, I think we definitely have some things planned. We definitely will be digging into more things as we get closer to Alpha 2. And then definitely once we get into Alpha 2, I would expect to see some more, you know, videos and content dropping at the same time as well. So definitely look forward to that.
Yeah, we're going to start brainstorming some stuff between now and Alpha 2 and see what we can do.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, which, you know, if you enjoyed, if you were listening on YouTube, again, subscribe, like, comment. We'd love to hear what you have to say. If you have any suggestions, you know, especially like once we start digging into the game itself, we'd love to hear suggestions of like, what would you like to see and like, what would you like us to do and things like that. So definitely let us know. Join our Discord, again, another place, again, in the description where you can kind of jump in, have a conversation. I'm sure like once the guild's kind of chugging away, that'll be kind of a place of conversation too. Leave us a review on your podcast service of choice, or like any questions, or on Discord as well, as you'd like to have us answer. But yeah, that'll kind of wrap things up for this week. And again, just as a reminder, we're going to do our next podcast after the Roadmap AMA on August 16th. And then hopefully it should be out that Friday or Saturday based on kind of how things happen. But yeah, we'll see you then.
See you next time.